طيب نكمل الكلام عن معاصي الفرج. Let us continue talking about the sins of the private parts. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: ومنها إتيان البهائم ولو ملكة، والاستمناء بيد غير الحليلة الزوجة وأمته التي تحل له مثلها. The author said to have sexual intercourse with animals even if they are one's own, to masturbate by the hand of other than one's wife or female slave. من محرمات الفرج التي هي كبيرة من الكبائر إتيان البهيمة ولو كانت ملكا له. Among the sins of the private parts is to have sexual intercourse with an animal even if one owns this animal. الله تعالى قال: والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون. هذه الآية يتبين منها بوضوح تحريم أمور، منها إتيان البهائم، ومنها الاستمناء، أن يستمني بيد نفسه أو بغير ذلك إلا إذا كان من طريق حليلته، لأن الله تعالى قال: فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون، أي الآثمون الظالمون الذين تعدوا الحدود التي حدها الله تعالى. إن سورة المؤمنون الله تعالى سد: والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون. These verses of Al-Quran mean that those who if you want to say those who protect their sexual parts, the sexual organs, those who reserve the private parts for their wives or their female slaves are not sinful. Those who seek what is beyond that are sinful. So from these verses it is clearly known that having sexual intercourse with an animal is prohibited, and to masturbate if this does not take place by a lawful way, by the way, by the wife or the like, then this also is haram, prohibited. These verses are enough as a proof for those matters. لذلك لا حاجة لما يروى عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مما لا يصح في النهي عن الاستمناء. So it is not, so there is no point for some people to mention things from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that are not confirmed from him to prevent people or to discourage the people from having masturbation. بعض الناس يقول الرسول قال من استمنى يأتي يوم القيامة ويده حبلى. هذا لا أصل له, لا يصح. Some people they say the one who masturbates, he comes on the day of judgment with his hand pregnant. This is not sahih. This is not, the Prophet did not say that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This verse is enough to establish the judgment. وأيضا مما يحرم سحاق النساء فيما بينهن. Also among the prohibited matters is السحاق الفعل. I don't know how to say that. To have, what do you call it? Sexual, lesbianism? Okay, what Hajar Yad said. What? Of, this is also prohibited. قال المؤلف والوطء في الحيض أو النفاس أو بعد انقطاعهما وقبل الغسل أو بعد الغسل بلا نية من المغتسلة أو مع فقد شرط من شروطه. The author said to copulate with the woman having menstrual or postpartum bleeding, or to copulate with the woman whose menstruation or postpartum bleeding terminated, but she has not performed her purificatory bath, al-ghusl, yet, or it was performed lacking the proper intention, or lacking one of its conditions. إذا وطئ الشخص امرأة وهي في الحيض أو في النفاس فهذا حرام سواء كان بحائل أو بغير حائل. If someone copulates with a woman while she is during the menses or the postpartum bleeding, they would be committing a sin. If someone has sexual intercourse with his wife while she is in her menses or in the postpartum bleeding, they commit a sin by that. Even if there was a barrier, which means even if even if the penis was covered with something, a barrier, for example. طيب ولو انقطع دمها وكانت بعد ما اغتسلت ايضا يحرم جماعها قبل الغسل. Now if the blood stops, it is also haram to have sexual intercourse with her before her taking al-ghusl, taking a bath, purificatory bath. أو انقطع دمها واغتسلت من غير نية أيضا لا يجوز. Or if the blood stops, she takes a bath but without the proper intention, then this bath is not valid as a purificatory one. Then her husband is not permitted to have sexual intercourse with her yet. أو نوت النية الصحيحة لكن ما صح الغسل لفقد شرط آخر من شروطه. Or if she takes the bath with the proper intention, but lacking any of the conditions that are necessary for the validity of the bath, of the ghusl. إذن باختصار المرأة إذا كانت في الحيض أو في النفاس لا يجوز جماعها. وبعد انتهائهما, بعد انتهاء الحيض أو النفاس, لا يجوز ذلك إلا بعد غسل صحيح. So in brief, if the wife is in her menses or in her postpartum bleeding, it is not permissible to have sexual intercourse with her. And after that terminates, it is not permissible to have sexual intercourse with her until she takes a valid bath, a valid ghusl. أما لو استمتع الزوج من زوجته بغير الجماع بما سوى ما بين سرتها وركبتها فيجوز. إذا كانت في حال الحيض أو في حال النفاس. If the woman is in the state of menses or postpartum bleeding, it is permissible for her husband to enjoy her body except the part which is between her navel and her knees. So for other than the sexual intercourse, it is permissible for him to enjoy her body except for the part between her navel and her knees. كما يدل على ذلك حديث أبي داود وغيره. As indicates the hadith narrated by Abu Dawood and others. وهناك قول في مذهب الشافعي وقاله غيره أيضا وعند غير الشافعية أيضا أنه يجوز الاستمتاع بما بين السرة والركبة أيضا إلا بالجماع. There is a saying within the Shafi'i school that the husband is permitted to enjoy all the body of his menstruating wife except having sexual intercourse with her. So that includes what's between the navel and the knees. القول المشهور هو الأول لكن يوجد قول بذلك. The first saying is the famous saying in the Shafi'i school, but there is another saying, as we said, even what's between the navel and the knees, it is permitted to be enjoyed with other than having sexual intercourse. And of course, with other than contaminating oneself with an-najasa, with the blood, of course. قال المؤلف: والتكشف عند من يحرم نظره إليه أو في الخلوة لغير غرض. The author said, to uncover one's unlawful nakedness, العورة, in front of those who are prohibited to look at it, or to disclose one's unlawful nakedness while alone without a reason. حرام أن يكشف الشخص عورته أمام من لا يجوز أن ينظر إليها. It is prohibited for one to uncover العورة if in the session there is a person who is prohibited from seeing his or her عورة. أما في الخلوة فلا يجوز كشف السوءتين إلا لحاجة. Now, if someone is alone, it is prohibited for him to uncover the private parts with no excuse for that, with no need for that. فإن كان هناك حاجة جاز. Now if there is any need for that, it is permissible. كأن يتبرد مثلا, كأن يريد التبرد, أو كأن يريد الاغتسال أو تغيير الثياب. Like if someone wants to cool off, it's very hot, so to cool off he uncovers these parts. Or one wants to take a shower, or one wants to change his clothes for any need. It is permissible to uncover these parts. Without a need, it is not permissible. هلا لا يكن عندكم شو بيقولوا اضطراب في هذه المسألة. يعني يمكن بعض الناس يقول لا يجوز أن يكشف في الخلوة ما بين سرته وركبته بغير حاجة. ويمكن بعض الناس يقول لا يجوز أن يكشف السوءتين. هذا قاله بعض العلماء وهذا قاله بعض العلماء في المذهب, ما فيه مشكلة. Don't be troubled if you hear someone saying it is not permissible to uncover what's between the navel and the knees if one is alone except for an excuse. And you might hear it is not permissible to uncover the private parts if one is alone without an excuse. No problem. Some Shafi'is said this, some said the other saying. Yani for some, one can uncover the thigh while he is alone. For some, the thigh has the same judgment as the private parts. There is difference in opinions among them. الراجح أنه يجوز كشف الفخذ في الخلوة إلا استوأتين لغير حاجة. What has more weight is that it is permissible to uncover one's thigh in privacy, but not the private parts, except for a need, an excuse, a reason. بل قال بعض الأئمة بجواز كشف الفخذ للرجل، يجوز للرجل أن يكشف فخذه أمام الناس. Even some imams said it is permissible for the man to uncover his thigh before people. عطاء بن أبي رباح هذا مذهبه، شيخ الإمام أبي حنيفة. One of the followers of the companions is among those who said that. His name is Ata. He was the Shaykh of Abu Hanifa, radiyallahu anhu. Abu Hanifa قال ما رأيت أفقه منه. Imam Abu Hanifa said, I did not see any man who has more knowledge in al-fiqh than Ata. لكن أغلب الأئمة منعوا ذلك. But most of the scholars said this is prohibited. الشافعية والحنفية منعوا ذلك. The Shafi'is and the Hanafis said it is prohibited. قال المؤلف واستقبال القبلة أو استدبارها ببول أو غائط من غير حائل إلا في المعد لذلك. The author said to face the Qibla or turn one's back to it while urinating or defecating without placing a barrier in front of one, except if this takes place in the place of urination and defecation, that is, in the place prepared for that purpose. إذا كان الشخص في الفلاة في الأرض الفلاة لا يجوز له عند البول أو التغوط أن يستقبل القبلة أو يستدبرها. If someone was in an open space, one is not allowed to face al-qibla or turn one's back towards al-qibla. If one was urinating, when one is urinating or defecating. That is, whether one is urinating or defecating, it is prohibited for one to face al-qibla or turn one's back to it. إلا أن يكون هناك حائل, except with a barrier, if there is a barrier. والحائل المعتبر في هذه الحال هو شيء يرتفع ثلثي ذراع فأكثر ويبعد عنه ثلاثة أذرع فأقل. The valid barrier in this case is something which is which has the height of two-thirds of a cubit. This is a cubit from here to here. So two-thirds of it, it has the height of two-thirds of it, at least, and three cubits away from the person, or less than that. placed 3 cubits away from the person or less than that. وَلَوْ طَرَفَ ثَوْبِهِ The end of one's clothes is enough for that. The end of the long shirt that one is wearing is enough for that. If one is wearing al-qamis, the end of this clothes is enough for that. If he makes it go down so it becomes like a barrier, that's enough. لأنه صح في الحديث لا تستقبلوا القبلة ولا تستدبروها ببول أو غائط ولكن شرقوا أو غربوا. هذا في البخاري وغيره. البخاري and others narrated that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said لا تستقبلوا القبلة ببول أو غائط ولكن شرقوا أو غربوا, which means do not face al-qibla or turn your back to it while you are urinating or defecating. Rather, face the east or the west. قال ذلك في المدينة. في المدينة إذا شرق الإنسان أو غرب لا يكون مستقبل القبلة. لذلك قال ولكن شرقوا أو غربوا, لأنه كان يخاطب من كان مقيما في المدينة. When the Prophet said that, he was talking to people living in Al-Madinah. This is why he said face the east or the west, because the one who inhabits Al-Madinah, if he faces the east or the west, he would not be facing or turning the back towards Al-Qibla. That's why he said face the east or the west. In some other areas, if you face the east or the west, then you would be either facing Al-Ka'bah or Al-Qibla or turning your back towards it. طيب إذا كان فإن كان المكان الذي تقضى فيه الحاجة معدا لذلك لم يحرم الاستقبال ولا الاستدبار فيه. Now if the place is prepared for that, if it is a prepared place to urinate and defecate, then in that place, it is not prohibited to face al-qibla or turn one's back to it while urinating or defecating. ورد في بعض الأحاديث أن النبي خشي أن يعتقد بعض الناس أنه يحرم استقبال القبلة أو استدبارها في المكان المعد لذلك, فقال وجهوا المكان الذي أعمل فيه أقضي فيه الحاجة إليها حتى يعلم الناس أنه لا يحرم. In a hadith, it was narrated that the Prophet feared, he was worried that some people would think that it is haram to face al-qibla or to turn one's back to al-qibla in the prepared place of urinating and defecating while doing that. So he told some people to change that, the place where he used to do that, in a way that it would be towards al-qibla, so the people would know that this is not prohibited. أحسن أن لا يفعل لا شك لكن لا يحرم. Of course it is better not to do it, but it is not prohibited. طيب إذا علم ذلك كيف إذن بعض الجهال يحرم أن يقعد الإنسان مادا رجله إلى القبلة؟ إذا كان يجوز مع الحائل استقبال القبلة بالبول أو الغائط، في المكان المعد لذلك يجوز استقبالها بالبول أو الغائط، كيف يحرم بعض الناس مجرد مد الرجل إلى القبلة؟ جهل هذا. If this is known, then how would some ignorant people claim prohibited for one to stretch one's leg towards al-qibla? If it is permissible to face al-qibla while urinating or defecating, if there is a barrier or in the place prepared for that, so how would they say it is haram to stretch your leg towards al-qibla? This is only ignorance. Subhanallah. Muhim أن لا يتسور الإنسان مرتبة هو ليس أهلا لها. It is important for one not to overestimate oneself. بعض الأحاديث إذا قرأه الجاهل قد يفهم منه تحريم بعض الأشياء لجهله باللغة وبقواعد الشريعة ولا يكون معناه كذلك. Some hadith, if one relies on his own, he interprets them relying on his own understanding from just reading them, in many cases such person misinterprets those hadiths out of his ignorance of the language or the religious rules. بعض الأحاديث إذا قرأها الشخص قد يتوهم أنه لا يجوز أن يضع إحدى رجليه فوق الأخرى بالقعود. But some hadith, if some reads them alone, he might think, if he reads that hadith alone, that it says that it is not permissible for one to sit while putting one leg over the other. وإنما هذا الحديث في الذي يقعد قعدة تنكشف بها عورته. Truly this hadith pertains to the one that sits in this way, in a way that his unlawful nakedness would be uncovered. هذا حديث ثاني سبحان الله. مرة كنت في مجلس عالم يقرأ عليه من صحيح البخاري، فقرأ عليه حديث قد يتوهم منه الذي ذكرت لكم، هو فورا سارع إلى القول بأن هذا معناه أن يقعد بطريقة كذا ليس كذا بحيث تنكشف عورته. بعدين بعد مدة كان يقرأ موضع آخر في البخاري، فإذا رواية ثانية شديدة الوضوح توضح معنى رواية الأولى. الذي لا يعرف يفسر من عند نفسه فيهلك. Once I was in the session of a scholar and they were reciting on him, reading on him from Sahih al-Bukhari, and the one who was reading read a hadith. He read a hadith, and that scholar immediately mentioned that this hadith does not mean it is prohibited to put one leg over the other, rather it means to sit in this way, and he explained how it is in a way that the awra would be uncovered. After some time, they were reading on him from al-Bukhari also, and there I heard another narration that is very clear about the issue. It explained the other narration just as he said. Now the one who does not know, if he reads the first one, he might rush to misinterpret it. And he, by that, he would be falling in a sin, and he might lead others also to misinterpret the hadith. And to deem unlawful what's lawful. This is very dangerous. قال المؤلف والتغوط على القبر. The author said, to defecate on a grave. يعني من جملة المعاصي معاصي الفرج التغوط على القبر وكذلك التبول عليه. Among the sins of the private parts is to urinate or defecate on a grave. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال لأن يجلس أحدكم على جمرة فتحرق ثيابه وتخلص إلى جلده خير له من أن يجلس على قبر. هذا الحديث رواه مسلم. من أن يجلس على قبر معناه من أن يقضي الحاجة على قبر المسلم، ليس معناه مجرد القعود، أي أن يقضي الحاجة على قبره. The Prophet, as narrated by عليه الصلاة والسلام, as narrated by Muslim, said, لأن يجلس أحدكم على جمرة فتحرق ثيابه وتخلص إلى جلده خير له من أن يجلس على قبر. Which means, it is better for if one of you sits on a burning coal that burns his clothes and reaches his skin, this would be better for him than to defecate or urinate on the grave of a Muslim. قال المؤلف والبول في المسجد ولو في إناء وعلى المعظم. The author said to urinate in a mosque even if it was done in a container and to urinate on the exalted object. حرام أن يبول الشخص في المسجد على أرض المسجد أو في إناء أو يتغوط يعني. It is prohibited for one to urinate in a mosque. Whether one urinates on the floor or on the walls of the mosque or in a container while he is inside the mosque. So even if he does not contaminate the mosque with urine, it is prohibited for him to urinate inside the mosque, even in a container. وكذلك يحرم بخلاف الحجامة مثلا في المسجد، بخلاف ما لو احتجم في المسجد يجوز ذلك إذا كان لا يلوث المسجد. فرق بين البول وغيره، البول أشد. Now if one does cupping in the masjid, you know what's cupping? So like usually they do it in the back, they put a cup here that sucks the blood. Okay. Doing this inside the masjid is permissible if one does not contaminate the masjid with blood. So, although the blood is a najasa, but there is a difference between the blood and the urine. The issue of the urine is more severe. This is why it is not permissible to urinate inside the masjid, even in a container. But it is permissible to do the cupping if one is safe from contaminating the masjid by doing that. كذلك يحرم البول على شيء معظم في الشرع هو معظم. Likewise, it is prohibited to urinate on something which is religiously has a high status, exalted religiously. مثلا لا يبول على كتاب الشرع. For example, one does not urinate on a religious book. إن كان يعرف أن هذا كتاب الشرع يكفر إن فعل ذلك. If he knows that this is a religious book and he does that, he blasphemes. He does it intentionally, he blasphemes. مثلا موضع رمي الجمار أيضا لا يبول هناك أو يتغوط. Like in the place where you throw the pebbles in Al-Hajj. Oh, it is not permissible to urinate or defecate there. قال المؤلف وترك الختان للبالغ ويجوز عند مالك. The author said to neglect having circumcision after becoming pubescent. This is allowed according to Imam Malik, however. إن لم يكن الشخص قد ختن في صغره قبل البلوغ عند بلوغه إذا بلغ يجب عليه أن يختتن. صار الختان واجبا عليه. If one is not circumcised before puberty, when one becomes a pubescent, it becomes an obligation upon this person to be circumcised. لما فرض الختان على سيدنا إبراهيم كان عمره 80 سنة. When the circumcision became an obligation, when Allah revealed to Prophet Ibrahim that he is obligated to make circumcision. Ibrahim was, alayhi salam, was 80 years old. فأسرع بالختان فورا ختن نفسه فورا. So immediately he did it for himself immediately. لأن شأن الأنبياء الإسراع في الطاعة, because this is how the prophets are, they rush to obey Allah تبارك وتعالى. الختان هو قطع قلفة الذكر. It is known what circumcision. It's cut off the skin that covers the tip of the penis. هذا عند الذكر. This is for the man. قلفة. وبعض الأئمة قال لا يجب الختان إنما هو سنة. Some scholars, some imams, الإمام مالك said it is not an obligation to be circumcised. This is سنة. الرجال والنساء, for men and women. فإذا ترك إنسان الختان وكان يخشى من حثه عليه أن يبتعد عن الدين يترك عند مالك يجوز. So if someone leaves out circumcision after he is pubescent and you are worried, you fear that if you talk with him about that, then he is going to step back from the religion, then leave him out. Don't talk with him about this issue, because according to Al Imam Malik, it is not an obligation, it is sunnah. Some people might even repel from Al Islam if you try to emphasize doing this thing. So one needs to be careful about it. طيب, هناك شيء غير مفهوم في الذي ذكرناه إلى الآن, ليس استطرادا لكن غير مفهوم. Do you have anything that you don't understand? Not more details, go farther, just that you did not understand about what was mentioned only. Shul Sadruddin. Aish? Biadna qata' min al-mawdi' alladhi yuqta'. Khalid. Can you repeat? Yeah, of course. If someone wants to defecate or urinate in an open area, first he makes ijtihad to determine what is the direction of al-qibla, and then he avoids facing it or turning his back towards it to defecate or urinate. Correct. تفضل أستاذ. هذا الشيء ما مفهوم من اللي أنا قلته. هذا استطراد. Yeah. Is it discouraged or displaced to extend I'll review and get back to you, inshallah. طيب. Okay. ننتقل للكلام عن معاصي وجه. Let's move to. شو المصطلح؟ إلنا. الله الله يبارك فيكم. ننتقل للكلام عن معاصي الرجل. Let's move to talk about the sins of the foot. ومن معاصي الرجل المشي في معصية كالمشي في سعاية بمسلم أي للإضرار به عند الحاكم أو نحوه أو في قتله أي المشي لقتل مسلم أو للإضرار به بغير حق. شرح The author said, among the sins of the foot are to walk towards committing a sin, such as walking to the ruler, to incite the ruler to inflict unjust harm on a Muslim, or the like, or to walk to kill or harm a Muslim unrightfully. كل مشي إلى معصية فهو حرام. Every step that one takes to commit a sin is prohibited. فإذا مشى إنسان ليزني فمشيه حرام. إذا مشى ليسرق مشيه حرام. إذا مشى ليقتل بغير حق مشيه حرام وهكذا. So if someone walks to commit a zina, his walking is prohibited. If someone walks to steal, his walking is prohibited. If someone walks to commit the sin of killing, then his walk is prohibited. ومن ذلك أن يمشي للاستعاية بمسلم. Among a kind of that, a type of that, استعاية بمسلم يعني أن يسعى به عند الحاكم ليضره بغير حق. A type of that is for one to walk, to go to someone, that has power, to incite that person to harm unrightfully the Muslim. The Muslim or anyone unrightfully, not just the Muslim. This walking is prohibited. كذلك لو مشى ليقتل المسلم. Likewise, if one walks to kill unrightfully, this walking is prohibited. جاء في الحديث أن يهوديا قال لصاحبه تعال بنا نذهب إلى هذا النبي. قال له صاحبه لا تقل نبي إنه إذا سمعك يكون له أربعة أعين. معناه أنت تؤكد كلامه، هو يقول عن نفسه نبي، أنت لا تقول نبي لأنك بهذا تؤكد كلامه. ذهبا إليه فسألاه عن 9 آيات بينات، 9 أمور أوحى الله بها إلى موسى. كانوا يعرفون أن العرب ما كان لهم اطلاع عليها، فالنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أخبرهما بهذه الأمور 9، ومن جملة هذه 9 ألا يسعوا ببريء إلى ذي سلطان ليقتله، ألا يسعوا ببريء إلى ذي سلطان ليقتله. 9 أشياء محرمة، من جملتها حرمت في شرع موسى عليه السلام، من جملتها ألا يسعوا ببريء إلى ذي سلطان ليقتله. لما رأيا ذلك من النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قبلا يده ورجله وقالا نشهد أنك نبي، لكن ما آمنا. هذا الحديث رواه الترمذي. In a hadith narrated by At-Tirmidhi that it's mentioned that 2 Jewish people at the time of the Prophet were talking about him, and one of them told the other, let's go to this Prophet and talk with him, that is. His friend told him, do not say Prophet, because like this you would be confirming what he claims. So they went to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. They asked him about 9 things that Allah revealed, 9 prohibited things, matters that Allah revealed to Prophet Musa عليه السلام. They knew that the Arabs in general at the time did not know that these 9 things were revealed to Prophet Musa. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told them about these 9 things. Among these 9 things was not to go to a ruler with the purpose of, to someone in power, with the purpose of inflicting harm on an innocent person. Among those 9 things that were revealed to Prophet Musa, the prohibition of such doing is mentioned. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told them that they kissed his hand and his foot, and they said, we bear witness that you are a prophet, but they did not embrace al-Islam. كنا في الحصة الماضية تكلمنا عن حزب التحرير، أليس كذلك؟ In the previous session we talked about this group called حزب التحرير، عن بعض شذوذهم. We talked about some of their deviations. من جملة شذوذهم أنهم يقولون المشي إلى المعصية ليس بمعصية. Among their deviations is that they say, if you walk to do a sin, this walking is not prohibited. عندهم يعني يجوز أن يمشي الشخص ليزني، يجوز أن يمشي ليفجر بغلام، يجوز أن يمشي ليسرق، أما نفس السرقة حرام، هكذا يقولون. So for them, it is permissible to go to steal. The walking to steal, to walk to steal, the walking for them is not prohibited. If you walk to commit a sin, you are determined, so you are walking to do it. They claim that walking to do the sin is permissible, but doing the sin is prohibited. This is what they say. هذا ضد حديث الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. This is against, it contradicts the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. لأن النبي في الحديث الصحيح بيّن أن مثل هذا المشي حرام. Because the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام explicitly mentioned in the hadith that such walking is prohibited. رواه مسلم وغيره. This hadith is narrated by Muslim and others. طيب نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. إن كان أحد له سؤال فليتفضل. If you have any questions, go ahead. تفضل. حرام هذا المشي حرام. تفضل أبو صلاح. لو ركب السيارة كمان. When we say walking, riding a car has the same judgment. Or riding an animal, okay, he doesn't go walking, he goes riding an animal. Or riding a car. Still, by doing that, he is sinful. تفضل حاج. عند أحمد وعند مالك يوجد قول. عند يوجد قول عند الحنابلة, قول عند المالكية. بلى الأحناف منعوا, الحنفية منعوا. عطاء أزنى, اجتهاده كان أنه يجوز. هل يوجد قول بجواز عند الشافعية؟ نعم. Okay, we'll talk about this in privacy, inshallah, whenever you want, يعني. What if one is sleeping and one has a cover, a blanket of the like? Is one allowed in this case to sleep without anything? Yeah, one is allowed to do that if he is covering him, the what's between. If he is covering the private parts with a blanket of the like, yeah. If he's alone, yani. We're talking to urinate and defecate on a grave of a Muslim man. It is haram to urinate or defecate on the grave of a Muslim man. Is that As for the third question, I need to review before giving an answer. تفضل زياد. شو السؤال؟ إذا أصدق حط ساتر من كل الجوانب من قدامي وراء خلاص ده لوجود الساتر. تفضل حسن. هيدا من هو مسجد ولو ما وقف للصلاة، هذا مكان الخلاء ما وقف للصلاة، مكان الخلاء ما وقف للصلاة، هذا منه مسجد. مكان الخلاء الذي هو معد لقضاء الحاجة حد المسجد، هذا ما له حكم المسجد، ليس له حكم المسجد. قبل أن يوقف يعمل، ثم الذي يوقف للصلاة هو المكان المعد للصلاة. When you build a mosque and you build a place to urinate or defecate, this place usually they do not make it waqf to pray. It is clear this is not a part of the masjid. This is a place, this is a bathroom. It's not a masjid. So those are two things. Yeah, next to it, okay, maybe underneath it. But it's not, they do not make it waqf to pray in it. تفضل. صح. To sit on the grave is makruh, is disliked. It's not a good thing to do. Or to step on it, it's not a good thing. Why? No, it's the same. Without a reason, it has the same judgment. If it's without a reason. Go ahead. Yeah. If the people make the land waqf for a masjid, that is to pray, you cannot make a part of it bathrooms. Then you need to make an adjacent, if you want, piece as bathrooms. So
you have to ask the permission of the owner that give this portion out of masjid so that we can
make it. No. Once the donor makes it waqf, khalas, it's not his anymore. So regardless of his permission, if I say, I now make this land waqf for praying, or as a masjid, or the like. Now this land is no more mine, and it shouldn't be used except as a masjid. So if someone wants to make a bathroom somewhere there, he does not take a part of it and makes it as bathroom. He buys or manages for an adjacent land, or he makes the masjid without bathrooms. Did you get it, Anwar? Correct. This is not dedicated for that. تفضل. Ibn Majah. To uncover the awra in front of the doctor, if there is a need for that, then the person uncovers the needed part only. It is permissible to uncover the awra for the circumcision. You can do that. If you make these conditions, then this means that a part of it you did not dedicate it to pray, for prayers. You dedicated it for something else. Yeah. طرف الثوب الجلابية يعني. The tail of the clothes. When one sits,
you drape it.
Yeah, if someone puts an izar, when one sits, the end of it, he can use it as a barrier. Mean? ما بعرف بس منو مستبعد عليهم عم يعملوا العجيب بيعملوا هاي يا ابو صلاح منعوا اذا كان المقبرة حجز شيء منها منع المسلمون من الدفن فيها لا يجوز لشخص ان يحجز المقبرة العامة ما بعرف هني شو عملوا بالتحديد سوءتان يعني القبل والدبر the private parts you know what's the private do I need to explain what are the genital parts this is what they are you know what they are إذا المرأة طلبت من زوجها أن يختتن فلم يختتن إذا كان هو يقلد مالكا فليس عليه حرج if the woman asks her husband to get circumcised if he is following the school of Malik then he is not sinful if he does not do that just as if he asks her to make circumcision and she follows the school of Malik and this is why she does not she is not sinful so this is the same on both sides تفضل لا تفضل In case of a woman, no, if the husband thinks that she made it in the proper way, he is not sinful. He doesn't need to investigate and to give her a test every time for that. Go ahead. If? Yeah. The sin is on her. If she neglects observing the conditions, then she is sinful for that and not him. Go ahead. Inshallah, one day we'll explain it, inshallah. I'll review and get back to this answer, to this issue. It has to be, يعني, if for the barrier, like a thread does not work, يعني, as a barrier, for example. It has to be at least it has to have the width of like the something, yani, like the penis. No, no, it does not have to be something solid. No. I couldn't hear the first thing. Yeah, each step is haram for him to take, of course. I'll ask, inshallah. What is the? How do I need to say it, Hakid, very clearly that I'm avoiding talking about this issue? Allah, and you are, mashallah, pushing me hard to talk about it, and I am still resisting. تفضل حاج I need to review to give you the answer. تفضلي إذا This issue of circumcision for the woman, it has a lot of conflict, Shubi'ulu. Conflict about it, because many people talk about it and really they do not know what they are talking about. Many people, they talk about it and really they are not talking, they don't know what they are talking about. Some people are attacking this and some people are defending this, and those who attack it do not really know what they are talking about. Some of them, it's only because they heard that Islam encourages to do that, they are attacking it. Just out of that, without even knowing what is it about in the rules of the religion. This is why now I don't want to talk about it, so it doesn't bring out more questions, more things, etc. But it is something harmless. It's harmless for the woman, as it is originally done, as it is in the religion, and it does not prevent the woman from enjoying the sexual relation. But many people, they talk about it. That's why I don't want to go into that and then trigger 2,000 questions pertaining to this issue. That's why. Go ahead, Fadda. They did not say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. They just said, we bear witness that you are a prophet. That's all. So they did not take a shahada. The prophet told them, مَا يَمْنَعُكُمَا أَن تَتَّبِعَانِي. When they said that, he told them, then why don't you follow me? Why don't you embrace Islam? They said, we fear that the Jews will kill us. And the two people said, إِنَّ دَاوُودَ دَعَى رَبَّهُ أَلَّا يَزَالَ فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِ نَبِيٌّ. This is what they said. That Dawood made dua that always among his offsprings will be a prophet. They were worried. They were afraid that they would be killed. And they thought that Dawood said that. Dawood did not make that dua. So that's why they did not embrace Islam. تفضلي حاجة. كأنه لا، القاتل عليه ثواب أكبر، إثم أكبر، بس الإعانة على الكبيرة كبيرة. لما الذي يفعل القتل اسمه أكبر لا شك. وتخيلي واحد لهالدرجة قلبه قاسي، انه واحد بيقول له روح اقتل الفلان، بيروح بيقتله ما فرق معه، عليه اسم كبير، اسمه أكبر من الذي أمر، هو الذي فعل، كيف لك يا حاجة؟ If someone hires another person to kill someone, both are sinful. Now the one who actually does it, he is more sinful than the other one. Of course, helping someone to commit an enormous sin is an enormous sin. But the one who does it himself, the one who carries out the killing, who does the actual killing, he is more sinful. If you can imagine, he might not even know the person, who he is, etc., just for few bucks, he would kill someone just like that. Someone who does that, he really has a hard heart. Subhanallah. بارك الله فيكم. نهلل. لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.